Just fine, Ryan.
I can hear you just fine.
I'm a little hot.
Put the lime in the coconut and drag it roll.
Who sings that, by the way?
Then you feel better. Put the lime in the coconut and drag it roll.
I was getting.
I'll say, like, as
doctor. Ain't another knock and take as a doctor.
It's not Billy Ocean, is it?
No.
Can you feel better? Put your lime in the coke.
Are we recording? I hope so.
Yeah, we're recording.
Oh, yeah.
Coming at you live from the OG recording studio, the East End Tavern and Bistro.
No, Bistro and Pub. Yeah.
Whatever. Bistro and Pub.
Bistro. It's fancy.
Ah, I see.
I thought it was Bistro.
Bistro?
It's Bistro.
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 East End Bistro. It's the Fantasy Boys Podcast, episode 18. We've been doing this 18 weeks, boys.
That's crazy. Oh, I did look back and see some, like, how long ago we started this. I'm like, oh, shit. Well, because we did the whole fantasy football season.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, yeah, good job.
And I did win that one.
No, that was a fluke.
I'm the champion of that one.
You probably cheated.
Victory.
Good for you.
Very unfortunate. Very unfortunate.
I'd imagine at least one of you owes me $20.
No, that's not true. The two of us paid right
I paid the day we started that.
Same. Week. Same.
Fuck both of you. That's my money.
You have it.
Yeah. I gave it to you.
Yeah.
It's my money.
That's fine. $20 means a lot less to me than it does to you.
On a hitman to hurt your knees.
These, we got new mics this week, and,
sounds much better.
It sounds way better, and also, I like the little, wind guard that we have them, because they look like Guy Smiley's testicles.
I do like them. And there's like three different colors. You got a brown one, Brian's got an orange one, and I got a yellow one.
Yeah.
So we all know who's gets what. Like, we have to stick with this, because I don't want your mic condom on my mouth.
This one?
Yeah, I don't want that one.
I'm clean as a whistle.
What's that?
I'm clean as a whistle.
Listen, I'm not saying you're like, but just general mouth stuff is going on, and I just want to keep it. Let's just keep it. I'm yellow. Brian's orange. You're brown.
Nice.
Appropriately enough.
Fair enough.
Poop and pee. You two got the poop and the pee.
We do.
You got it.
You have the orange.
I wish I had the poop and the pee.
Yeah. You don't got the poop and the pee. You got the pus.
Is pus this color?
Pus can be any
pus. I think you should get that checked out. You got weird pus.
I don't have any pus. I just watch pus videos. I like pimple popping videos and stuff like that. I love them. I love them.
I mean, like, sometimes I watch them, but I don't really love them.
Oh, I love them. It's so satisfying to see it be removed.
It may be weird that I'm, like, neutral on them, yet still watch them.
The best...
I don't like them, but I watch them.
The best... Now, I will say, I enjoy... Occasionally in my life, I have had like a zit on the inside of like my ear, and removing that as like a whole fucking like clump is fucking the most satisfying thing that can ever fucking happen.
How'd you get it out?
Just dig it out. You've never had like a blackhead in your ear and just like fucking dig it out?
Yeah.
Just, like,
fuck, I haven't had one in my ear, but I've had plenty of like pimples and blackheads that I've gotten out. When I was in the Philippines, they would we'd go to the mall and they had free facials, like you had to like
and then
sign
you're really
up.
Disappointed when
no, but
like come,
yeah, right.
Like come,
I get it. But you get a facial and they like rub this like tool on your nose and like all your blackheads would come out and like my face was real bad then because we're in the Philippines,
right?
And there's so much like pollution and shit like that, and you just like you could see it in the mirror just like. Mounds of shit pouring out of your nose, and it was great. It felt so good when it was done.
It's like
steam your face to open up your pores, and then you just go, poof, and this shit comes.
I've always wanted to do an ear candy. Do those work though? I heard that it's like kind of an urban legend.
I saw it happen to my great grandma, and it was pulling wax out of there. Like it was an out of business record store.
You watched your grandmother have wax removed from her ear?
Yeah, like it was in Arizona. I was like 12 years old, and we went to see my great grandma, and we got there, and they were cleaning out, like my great aunt was cleaning out her ear so that she could hear us when we got there. So she had this candle in, and it's the best. It was awesome. Like, it creates this like the cyclone, and it just sucks the wax out of the air. Like, you could see it all going up into the candle, and it was really cool.
So it goes into the candle?
Like, it's because it's like this hollow candle. You put it in the air, you light the wick on the other side, and it just like creates a vacuum, and it sucks all the wax out.
What?
Some of that wax was probably from the Chester A. Arthur administration.
There's also another thing, like, it's like a spray gun, and it has like this little nozzle on it. I actually had one of my ex-girlfriends do
that
for me.
Didn't Chuckie Finster's dad invent that?
I think so.
John Gruden?
John Gruden is Chuckie Finster's dad?
No, John Gruden.
Oh.
And then there's also, like, there's this thing, I keep seeing these ads on Instagram and stuff. It's for this, like, corkscrew ear cleaning kit. And it just, like, goes in. It's like a Q-tip, but it's a corkscrew. So instead of pushing it in, it, like, scoops it out.
Oh, that's cool.
It's like boring into your ear canal.
I need to do something about my earwax. I got an earwax problem.
Me too.
I wake up every morning, and I have to, like, tug on my earlobes to unclog my ear.
You're like Carol Burnett.
I would suggest
signaling my mother.
Try and find one of those boring ones. That'll clear it out.
Glory holes?
It's the boring, like, corkscrew one.
Okay.
It's just like a rubber tip, and you just wash it off when you're done.
He couldn't hear it because he has earwax.
Yeah.
I do. It is a problem. They tried to flush it out. They took that little ball and gave my ear an enema, and it didn't work.
Yeah.
Like, nothing came out.
Take a paper clip.
This has never happened.
A paper clip?
Yeah, if you bend a paper clip.
I'd rather not do that. I don't feel safe doing that.
No.
I feel like I'm going to yank out my eardrum.
You got to be careful.
Yeah, that seems dangerous.
If I'm sticking something in my ear, how do I know if I am or am not being careful?
Well, you can tell when it hurts. Like, you gotta fucking bend it, like, so it's like a hook.
Who's that dude that just walked by?
I don't know.
He was hanging out with Tabitha, and I'm like, is that Tabitha's brother? Like, they look alike.
Yeah, a little bit.
So I don't know.
He gave the head nod, like, we know him.
Yeah. There's another dude that was, like, hanging out. Like, I hate when people don't show up for a while, and they'll show up, and they look like a completely different person.
Yeah.
This dude, Nick showed up tonight. And he had, like, he looked like a fucking Vietnam vet. Munoz or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
And he's just like, what's up, man? I'm like, hey. And it took me a minute. I'm like, oh, you. Okay.
Yeah.
But he looks completely different than the last time I saw him.
Well, I shaved my head, as you know, and it's starting to grow back. And, like, I get, like, every time I see somebody that I haven't seen in a month, like, I can see that split second where I'm like, who are you? Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, well, I was wearing a hat last week, and people were like, who's that? And they're like, oh, it's Bill. Like, that would be the 51st joke, so I was wearing a hat. I was wearing, like, a beanie. And people were like, huh?
How was that? I was in Las Vegas.
I enjoyed it.
It was a good time. I liked it.
What did Jeff Davis do? Didn't he do something? Because I missed his set, but, like,
I missed his set, too,
because
I did my set, and then I left.
Jeff?
Doing a show.
We already fucking let the cat out of the bag who I'm talking with, but we went to the 0-16 day parade, and I showed up, and they're like, oh, yeah, it's that one guy that when we were busting my balls for shaving my head, he made
Jeff
a joke.
Davis.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you're the guy that I don't like because he thought you were on a joke, and not.
You don't like him?
No, I don't dislike him, but, like, we were busting my balls. They were busting my balls because they're my friends, right?
Well, he showed up with the shaved head and no facial hair and the big glasses on, but he's also wearing bright red pants and this large, elaborate leather jacket.
I look like a Russian villain.
Yeah, he did.
And everybody was teeing off on me, which is what I expected. And it was
you look like Lil Vitaly Potapenko. Who we drafted over Kobe Bryant.
Yes, indeed. Actually, he was an assistant coach up until, I think, last year or the year before that.
But he's not Kobe Bryant. We could have drafted Kobe Bryant.
Hey, we won a championship one way or the other, boys.
And that's going to be our only one.
Yeah, I know. Really,
this team is not good right now.
But they're going through their normal, like, January slump.
I know,
they have for 4 years in a row.
But losing by fucking 30 points 2 games in a row, and I'm the person that doesn't like to panic when this shit goes on, but... Fuck, 30 points?
Fucking
Isaiah Thomas can't fucking play right now. He'll be better. He can't fucking cut.
He looked good in those first 2 games.
Because they were playing Orlando and who else? Which, I don't remember. Somebody.
Orlando and...
Memphis?
I remember.
They got another showdown with the Warriors coming up. And yeah, and it's going to be
a bloodbath.
Yeah. Steph Curry is going to be out again, though.
Fuck him. I don't care.
Yeah.
Steph Curry might be out for a long time.
He rolled his ankle again. Infection and it's amputated.
He had fucking ankle problems, you know, coming up or whatever. And like he got it under control, but
Stephen
now he's
Stephen A. Smith made a good point talking about
the first
just
ever.
Durability and shit like that, and how LeBron should win MVP every year just because he plays games like he doesn't get injured.
It's true,
and I think that's absolutely true. Because like,
it's all knock on the wood.
Yeah,
it's all knock on the wood.
Knock on the fucking wood.
Knock
on that wood. Why do I believe in that but nothing else?
That's the, that really is the only sacred cow. I always knock on wood. Speaking of knocking on woods, fucking.
Did you say knocking on wood?
You about to talk about James Woods?
I would. I love James Woods. He's a fucking monster now, but yeah. Like he's in fucking spectacular movies.
He is, and he's hilarious on Family Guy.
He's hilarious.
Yeah.
He's a psychopath. Where he was playing the Quickie Mart for a role or whatever. His best movie, have you ever seen Another Day in Paradise?
No.
With Melanie Griffith. Fucking spectacular. One of the best movies that I've ever seen.
Really?
Yes. It's from like the 90s. It's the guy that did Kids. You know that movie?
Harmony Korine?
No, the director, Larry Clark.
Okay.
He did Kids. He did Something Park or whatever. All those like fucked up, like borderline pedophile movies. But the movie is great. James Woods and Melanie Griffith are like old timey, old school like hustlers. Like they sell drugs and stuff like that. And like, there's a teen couple that they befriend or whatever, and like shit goes wrong. It's fucking great, really good.
I've seen a couple Harmony Korine things, and I just don't get it.
He's a weird guy.
Who is this?
Harmony Korine.
Harmony Korine.
He did a Gummo. Did you ever see Gummo?
I've seen Gummo in its entirety.
Yeah, Gummo's weird as fuck.
It's really fucking weird.
What's our hashtag?
Butt stuff.
Boyfriends.
No, it's not butt stuff.
It is hashtag butt stuff.
We're doing okay on the shit. Also, I gotta talk to you guys about some business stuff that we're gonna get for free after the show.
Oh, yeah.
Is it like a Palestinian type of?
Yes, we're going to get
influx of cash.
We're going to get 72 virgins.
Woo-hoo, we didn't have to blow ourselves up.
No, like banners and stuff.
How are we doing in Sweden?
We're not doing very well in Sweden.
Sweden.
Where did we lose you, Swedes?
I don't know.
Where
we're doing steady in Japan, though.
All right.
Japan. They like the weird stuff.
Yep, Japan.
They like our weird stuff.
I believe it's 5% of our listens I just worked at. In Japan still.
And Japan, explain yourselves.
There's iTunes analytics now, too.
Oh, are there really?
Yeah, I can show you.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, we're doing all right.
That's good. Whatever. I do this for the pack.
I do, too. In light of the James Franco stuff, because it's fun as fuck.
Okay, in light of the James Franco
I boosted the James Franco "Would you like to see my Ginny?" episode. Because we're nothing if not the best pod of all time, and prescient as fuck, because we saw that shit coming a month ago, and now he's in trouble, and he probably shouldn't be,
like the...
I don't really know what's happening.
All right.
You guys talk about that outside. I just stayed out of it. I have no idea what's happening.
He's getting called a creep by girls, but he's not raping people. He's not even molesting, groping people. Yeah. He wants to make... He was teaching a class where it was called sex scenes, and a girl agreed to be in it. There was a contract for her to be in it, and then she wanted to show her tits.
And then he got mad and walked off the set.
What was the other thing?
She got fired.
He was having the protective...
He was dating a girl.
But what's the protective...
condom.
In the article, they didn't explain what happened there. Apparently, there was, like, an orgy scene, and, like, they give, like, people, like, you know, cock socks and, like, a fucking, like a shield over their pussy. And so you don't, like, actually penetrate.
And then he was supposed to be, like, he was... he removed those while he was simulating oral sex.
And they said that three times, that he was still simulating it. Which, listen, I mean, that's fucking weird, and I would think in the moment, like, if you, like, took off your fucking, like, protective pussy thing, you would say, hey, man, what the fuck? But they never explained that. They said, and he continued to simulate oral sex. Well, did he, like, fucking, like, did mouth he? Rape her while she wasn't consenting? And
they he never, took off they his cock sock.
No.
He took off the lady's cunt shield.
I think that that's
worst
fucked
Marvel
up.
Superhero.
I don't think you can do that. That's pretty fucked up. The nudity thing, in my opinion, is like, yeah, you signed the fucking contract.
But he didn't
touch them.
He didn't touch them. He just took that off. Well, he was simulating. He's still doing.
That's still fucked
go.
Up.
Also,
that's
anytime,
still like,
here's
like
the
you
thing:
you are slightly covered up. Like you, this is what you agreed to. Agreed to wear
right.
A protective
not
shield.
Not,
but it's
you
not, right.
don't
agree.
Want a man's
no,
face next to your
I
genitals.
Agree. I agree.
And he just yanks it off. He just fucking. I mean, it is a piece of clothing. He yanks off a piece of clothing because he wants it off.
But also,
did he
it off or did he ask? Like they're
never.
The
specific passage that we're referring to in the article, and you can Google it. It's an LA Times article. They don't explain it in a very clear manner. And
here's the thing, too. Anytime I've ever gone down on a girl, I feel like I'm simulating oral sex.
You just move your.
I'm not going down there with a plan. I'm just trying to waiting for someone to yell cut.
What was the TV show where the guy was saying it was talking about fake chow, saying that you just make like kind of noises and you wet your fingers and just slap it with your hands. The guy gets caught like sitting there with his head in his hands, just kind of slapping at this gross pussy. What is that?
I don't remember, but I've heard it too.
Fake chow, they called it, which is a weird name. I don't like that.
Fake yeah, I don't chow. Know. I like chow. You know, like fucking. Listen, people are creeps, and it's good that you know this shit is fucking coming out because it forces people to evaluate their behavior in the past, no matter how minor or major. And that's only a net positive for society. All I'm saying is that James Franco storming off the set because a girl signed a contract to be topless and then at the moment refused to be because he was mad is not the same as Harvey Weinstein fucking coming out of the shower and holding fucking Rose McGowan
right.
down. And fucking.
And I think that's why like there's not going to be a huge backlash against James Franco.
Oh, I think there will be, for sure.
No, I don't think so.
It's right around Oscar season. He's not... The whole fucking controversy last year with Casey Affleck, who's going to present the fucking Oscar this year, probably would have been to fucking James Franco.
So from one creep to another.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be great.
Exactly.
Hey, here's the thing. If you are a creep, you have to act all the time in your daily life, so it makes sense that you're a good actor.
That's true. I mean, I'm sure, like, listen, I'm sure James Franco is a guy that I wouldn't want to hang around with. I'm sure I would fucking roll my eyes every 30 seconds when he would open his mouth. But...
Let's talk about his performance in Spider-Man 3.
It was good.
That was abysmal. Spider-Man 3?
Well, Spider-Man 3 was terrible all the way around.
All Spider-Man's Homecoming are trash.
No, well, the first one with Tobey Maguire is good, and him.
Tobey Maguire, all
yeah.
that shit, trash.
No.
The movies suck butts.
Spider-Man 2 was good.
I don't remember
butts.
Spider-Man 2.
Spider-Man Homecoming, the new one, do you watch that one yet?
Yes, that's the one I said. Everything but Spider-Man Homecoming is
okay.
trash.
Yeah, okay.
The Andrew Garfield ones are fucking dumb.
Those
trash.
Are so bad. I tried
every
like,
Hulk movie is absolute garbage. It's
terrible.
Thor.
My fucking problem
not
with
the
Hulk.
New Thor.
Is that
so I said except for Thor Ragnarok.
In
the Miller's sitting kind of far away from
yeah,
me.
In the Avengers, the first Avengers movie, like they show Bruce Banner or whatever.
Uh-huh.
He's like in the Africa, like
India.
Minister India, whatever, administrative medicine. He's a nuclear physicist.
Africa.
He's not that kind of doctor. Like they never fucking explain it. Like, oh yeah, just because you have DR period in front of your name doesn't mean you have medical fucking training.
They do explain it because he has degrees in all sorts of different. He's a hyper genius.
Ah, I
so
see.
He knows all these different things. He's very and. They're also looking for someone that knows basic care.
What about the Ed Norton fucking Hulk?
It's
I like it better than the Eric Bana one.
It's much better than that one.
Which
but
is the one with Nick Nolte?
That's the
Eric
Bana
one. Okay,
the
yeah,
Eric
that was
Bana
trash.
One, that's
that was
directed
trash.
By Ang Lee.
Those
is,
weird fucking dogs yeah, and shit like that. Fuck that movie. Yeah,
that movie's garbage. But even the... Like, the Edward Norton one had moments that were cool, but it's just... It's hard to make a good Hulk movie.
And yeah, because he's a big green idiot.
And what they did with Thor Ragnarok, where they basically made a Planet Hulk... Like
they
should
have just did a Planet Hulk movie, though.
Yeah, I agree.
You would have had to have introduced Beta Ray Bill. That's his name, right?
I do like the Velvet
Beta Ray
Revolver,
Bill, the horse-faced
so.
Dude that can hold Thor's hammer.
Yeah.
You would have kind of had to have introduced him if you were Planet Hulk, but like that, they should have, get, like, because you can, like, they I didn't personally like
but you know why
the
they
Thor
don't
movies.
Do that?
That's actually the first Thor movie that I liked.
That was the first, well, I liked the first Thor movie enough, but I didn't love it. The second one is pretty much garbage.
Captain America and Iron Man, I think, are the two best.
Those are the temple
series.
For sure. Yeah.
And I think that, like, personally, I actually like Captain America better.
Never seen either of those movies.
I thought fucking the first Avenger was really, really good, and then Civil War might be the best fucking Marvel movie.
I am gonna see Logan. It's on HBO. I wanted to watch
it. Oh, you watched it? It's a great movie. Film. Yeah,
I heard it's really.
And now, Disney bought Fox, so they're finally gonna get all that shit together. They're all gonna bring it. They're gonna bring it all together, and that makes me very, very happy.
Paw is a really big Chris Paw. Shout out to Chris Paw, a really big. Comic book guy, and he was all down on Disney buying Fox.
Yeah, because he's looking at it from like this other point of view, where no one cares. Like I read what he wrote, and I get there is some trepidation there, but just having them all there and getting like all these characters to interact is gonna be nice. Because there's also like he's there. I don't even remember, but there's been plenty of people that are like, oh, now Deadpool's not going to be rated R. I'm like, I think they're going to keep it to a point where
that
Deadpool makes money as a rated R movie, and they fucked that up. They're not going to make as much money.
A couple of months ago, they had X-Men Days of Future Past on TV, which I had never seen.
That's
fucking
a great one.
Spectacular movie.
Yeah.
And then halfway through, I was watching it. I was like, oh, yeah, Bryan Singer directed this, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, well, That's
one. He's a good director.
He is a good director. Bryan Singer is a legitimate fucking rapist.
I don't know what he
did as a
person.
Oh, he had like little twink parties.
Yeah, he's a
with like underage boys.
For sure.
Like him and Kevin Spacey just being like,
you and you,
come with me.
Let's go on Jeffrey Epstein's jet to his private island so that you can fuck little.
Who else went on that jet? Who was
Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Chris Tucker
was one of them.
I can see that.
Alan Dershowitz.
What?
Yeah.
The Dersh?
Yeah, the Dersh.
What?
The Dersh bag.
The Counting Crows?
No.
Adam Duritz.
Oh, I was close.
He's cool.
I wish Alan Dershowitz had Adam Duritz's fucking wig. That would be even better. No, Alan Dershowitz was O.J. Simpson's attorney who's on like Fox News all the time.
Oh, okay. Doing, like,
defending Trump.
That's a fun confusion.
Yeah. Other people, you can Google it. Google Jeffrey Epstein flight logs, people.
And Bill Clinton was on a twink flight?
It wasn't a twink flight. They catered to both.
It's a private island.
A horror flight.
Yeah, it's a horror flight. Allegedly, Bill Clinton would sit on the plane, which actually, in retrospect, this is kind of a baller move, but would close his eyes and have one girl blow him, and then his parlor game to play what he would guess her nationality.
How
Where
good
did
at,
you hear this?
Was he good at it? I can't hear you.
Neither can I.
Damn it, I hate it. I do a good Bill Clinton impression, but it's quiet. Because he's old. It looks like, did you ever see that picture of Bill Clinton?
You say Filipino. And she has a penis.
Your mouth is sideways. You're from an Asian country.
Oh, no. It's gross.
Problematic. We're delving into the problematic.
Peruvian.
We're going to be in a fucking... I guarantee you that... But that's going to be published, what I was talking about outside. And, fucking...
What's going to be published outside?
You know, that group text that we were talking about.
Oh, yeah.
It's all...
I don't know, I was actually just listening to Rogan on the way over, and he was with Neil Brennan, and they were talking.
This is an old one from a couple weeks ago, right?
A couple weeks ago. And like they were talking about like, you know,
Louis.
It's yeah, but like due process is just being thrown out the window.
Absolutely.
Like
and apologies. Like here's a good.
Don't think I'm a monster just because I believe in due process.
Yeah, and a good thing that just happened is Dan Harmon, who created Rick and Morty, and he did Community. He had some shitty stuff go down with a woman that wrote on his show, and then he apologized and gave this like heartfelt apology.
And she accepted it.
And she accepted it, and it's done. And that shit can happen.
But
ladies, you have to accept the apology, and guys, you gotta be actually sorry.
Absolutely. And I listened
say
to that
you fucked
thing.
Up.
But here's the thing. Again, as we were saying with the James Franco thing, Dan Harmon didn't do anything other than be like a shitty guy. Like not,
he was a shitty guy.
He was a shitty guy. He had a crush on this writer, right? And he treated her differently. And he was her boss. And he says all this. He's like, and I was wrong to do it. Well, he lied to his like girlfriend at the time, right? And said, I don't have feelings for this lady. Well, he broke up with his girlfriend, then said he loved her. And she said, look, I don't love you like... if you put me in a weird position because now I don't know what's good, if I'm a good writer, like you treat me differently. And then he became shitty and mean and treated her like other things.
And like
juvenile, yes, which is a juvenile fucking bad thing to do and really shitty. But again, that's not that, and it's good that he came out and said that. Because that should make everybody think, well, there have been times where, like, you've been rejected by girls and, like, okay, I'm going to be mean to you. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's shitty. That's not a good thing. But Dan Harmon isn't fucking Bill Cosby. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
absolutely.
And, like, that she accepted his apology. But, like, it doesn't matter that this fifth-wave feminism shit still piled on her then. You know what I mean? Like, for accepting his apology. Like, he doesn't deserve it, blah, blah, blah. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Who's
like,
the politician,
fucking kill yourself.
Who's the politician that just got in trouble in New York? Because he...
Anthony Weiner?
No, it's this other dude, and I can't remember his name. But he was accused of hitting on this girl, and he kissed her, and... She said he jammed his tongue down my throat and it felt like attorney.
Al Franken, right?
No. He's in New York. 3 seconds is how long the kiss actually lasted, and then it was over and he never did anything again. So he just was drunk at a bar, made a move, she rejected it, he stopped. And everyone's like everyone.
Did she work for him?
She did work for him.
Well, that's
but they're at a bar drinking together.
Exactly.
Like they're in. He misread the situation. He made a move. Again, dirtbag move. Not career-ending move.
Not a monster.
Right.
Not a monster.
Just a dude that was trying to do something, and it got shut down, and then he stopped. And then he denies that it even happened. I don't think that's right. Like, I don't know.
No, you should own up to it.
Own up to it. He should absolutely own up to it. But you also have to, like... Guys... We have to be allowed to make some mistakes.
No, you have to be perfect all the time.
Nobody can be like me.
Exactly. I mean, Bill is the only good man in America.
I've never fucked up in a relationship
he's
or made a woman feel bad. Ever.
Speaking of which, I am, now that I'm married, I am the king of getting really angry and not externalizing it.
Just holding it all in?
Yep.
It's been a week.
I know. But I've consciously made that decision.
Royalty.
Exactly. I've consciously made that decision. Because, see, I'm a good person, people. I'm a good person.
I think, like, maybe some people will be listening to this going, like, all these dudes do is sit there and defend...
No, we're not defending it.
Why would we sit here and talk about... I mean... This wouldn't be a good podcast if we weren't doing like a devil's advocate kind of
exactly.
thing.
Exactly.
Like, naturally, we all believe. But like other people are saying, like, you know, people just don't believe women. Like, if I don't know you and there was no due process done, like, no, I don't believe you. I'm not just going to take
right, but
you at
you're
your word.
Skeptical about
you're a stranger.
Right. You're skeptical about everything. Like, there's people around here that we all know
yes.
the situation they went through and that have gone down with.
Several
people around here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's... People getting their feelings hurt is not the same as being absolutely assaulted.
And that being said, there are people that we legitimately know that are fucking, that we believe and are fucking
murdered.
Exactly. Yes. And the lumping everything into one is a detriment to everybody.
There is, yes, absolutely. There's one person in particular that I do not talk to anymore. I do not, and this is by request of the victim. And I just, I don't fuck with that person anymore.
There's a couple, yeah. We'll compare notes later.
Yeah, I'm curious now. I want to see.
I think I know what you're talking about, but anyways, the point is that there are real monsters and there are just like fucking people that make mistakes.
Oh.
And shit. Yeah. No,
yeah,
I know. Exactly.
Okay.
I'll tell you that story. But that being said, we're allowed to say all this because our audience is 100% male, 24-3.
And in Japan.
I have a problem with everybody feeling like they have the right to be comfortable at all times. I don't think that you have the right to crucify anybody
or
persecute anybody because they made you uncomfortable.
Well, to be fair, I'm beating my cock, so that's why.
Well, no, that's because like my back keeps sticking to... The shirt that I'm wearing has numbers on the back and it's sweaty, and so like the vinyl letters are like sticking to my back and it's just gross. So that makes me uncomfortable.
That's fair. See? But Bill has a right to feel uncomfortable. Actually,
no, I
don't.
No, I should lose weight and stop being sweaty.
Yeah, it is January.
Well, it's 60 degrees.
That's true.
Yeah, this temperature dropped and it is a lot more sweat. It is considerable more sweat.
I was moving all my shit yesterday, and I lost like 12 pounds just from all the sweat.
Oh, it's amazing from those couple weeks we had of that insane cold. Like when it went back to like 32,
yeah,
which is freezing.
That's good.
I was wearing a sweatshirt. I was wearing a light sweatshirt.
I was in Las Vegas last week, and it was so warm, and it was so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Like now I
want to. Mary.
Yeah, we talked about that last week.
I know.
I don't know. I was
in the best.
I don't remember.
Ever?
Yeah, the best episode of all.
The worst.
Hey,
episode
good,
ever.
Good job on being. Alive for the roast battle. I didn't watch
it. I did the roast battle.
Oh, I took a fucking spectacular.
I just saw a picture of you with the microphone across your throat.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I was doing kills.
Like Brett Thomas and Logan Rochelle are just standing there like, huh?
No, it was Brett Thomas and fucking Daniel Myers.
Oh, that's who it was. Yeah.
And I said
who won that one?
Brett.
Yeah.
Who won all the matchups? Go over them.
So Brett beat Daniel, and I said that they looked like two clown testicles, which I thought was
just imagine two clown testicles.
Yeah, they have Jufros. Mm-hmm. Kate Hogan beat Megan Brodigan. And that was
good.
That was a very good match.
Because Megan write jokes.
It was great. John Wellington beat Marv Connor.
Man, I would have liked to watch that.
Yeah, that was a good one. And then for the main event, Logan retained. Yeah, he took the belt away from Sam LaTourette.
And put Sam into retirement, right?
Sam is Sam is the fucking Brett Favre of retiring from fucking
Rose battles.
Yeah.
Give it 2 months and he'll be back.
Exactly. But it was all around good. It was great. And I took a nap after you guys left, and I was golden. And I
there you go.
Yeah, and I was
like a power nap.
Just that level of drunk where I was witty enough, and it was fucking great. It was fucking packed out here. This room has been fucking, like,
this
the past 2 months, like...
Once it got cold.
Yeah, it's been fucking packed for fucking everything. It's been
well,
great.
Actually, basically since October, it's been really good.
Mm-hmm.
Because on Thursdays, like
I'm coming back to the comedy scene, the open mics more.
You should, buddy.
This isn't an open mic. This is a booked open mic.
Drop
someone asked me tonight. Someone asked me, he's like, "Hey, how do I get on the show?" I'm like, "Just email this email," and they're like, oh, "Okay, you have to send you a video." I'm like, "No, it's not that important."
Six videos.
100 videos.
How was Hilarity's tonight, Brian?
Hilarities was a good show. Kevin Bozeman's great. John had a good set. I felt like my set was like how the improv shows usually are, where like you can't get any goodwill with the crowd.
Was it a black audience?
Not really. Not particularly. It just was like a crowd where like you get your laugh and then they wouldn't, like it was just real quick laughs and then silence. And they're like, what the fuck you got next? Jesus Christ. This is not how these shows usually go, but let's do it. And like, I mean, I'd give myself a BB plus for the set tonight. Well, there you go. Well,
how did you do yesterday? You're there all weekend. We'll put this out
tomorrow. I murdered last night.
So
I murdered last night. Yeah, that whole lineup is going to be there Wednesday to Sunday this week.
And
yeah.
Go see Kevin Bozeman. He's fucking.
Yeah,
he should be famous. He is a really funny, really smart fucking comic. Like he does really good shit. I've known that dude a minute, and we've worked together a bunch, and he should definitely be more well known than he is.
Go see it, people.
Yeah.
Who's
Japan? Get there.
Yeah, Japan. Colin Quinn is going to be here on the 1st,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm
going
to
go to that.
Yes, I very much want to go to that. Colin Quinn is one of the first guys that I grew up like fucking loving. Like okay and fucking Tough Crowd and all that.
Tough Crowd was an amazing show just before its time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's basically a podcast. It was just on Comedy Central, and it just was. People on Comedy Central weren't ready for it. Like it had viewers.
Well, it's a cult classic, like amongst comedians.
Especially like some of the stuff like Greg Giraldo and Trees on there, just being like so honest to the guys that are just like there to try and plug some shit.
He's
one of the best moments ever is Dennis Leary trying to be cool, and then Greg Giraldo being like, oh, like a writer does, like writes jokes.
Yeah, research, now we're going to be on TV.
Yeah.
That great Russian war that we were in.
Yeah.
Geraldo's on my Mount Rushmore of comedy.
Yeah.
I don't think I put him in there, but I love Greg Giraldo.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I got to see him, and I was very happy to
Very jealous of you, yeah.
God damn it. It sucks that so many of my fucking favorites are dead.
For Christmas, my brother 2 years ago bought me like a poster for one of his release, like CD releases or whatever, frame.
It's awesome.
Yeah, I didn't even know you had a brother.
I have several brothers. I have 3 brothers and a sister.
Do you know anyone that's an only child?
Yeah.
Who?
My buddy Sean.
I think Tabitha's an only child.
Okay, that makes sense. Because Kevin Bozeman was talking about on the radio show today. Only child, that's a weird person. Not someone you should trust. And I think everything we just said is in line with that.
Shout out to Tabitha.
Because Brian, you got what, a brother and a sister?
I have a younger brother and an older sister.
Middle child? Are you a middle child?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm the oldest.
Oh, you're the oldest.
Yeah, everybody is younger than me. My next younger brother is 8 years younger than me. Then, like, I was out of the house before they were, like, in middle school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, like, my next youngest is 8, then I'm 10, then 15, then 18.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Have you done fucked up stuff with the 18-year-olds?
No, she's not 18. She's 18
no,
years
she's
younger than
me.
Whoa. So how old is your oldest sibling?
23.
Oh, have you done fucked up stuff with the 23-year-old?
I mean, we've, like, smoked pot and drank beer. I don't know about fucked up. What? I don't know. You're very, like, yeah, we killed a hooker one time. I don't know.
We ran a train, absolutely shit-faced and getting nuts. Don't act like you don't get nuts, motherfucker.
But I keep that shit in check with you guys. Like, I don't, like, fucking...
Yeah, I don't get fucked up with my family.
Yeah.
I get fucked with my brother and I...
Well, your brother's cool, though.
Yeah,
my brother's cool, too, but your brother's, like, closer to your age. You know
yeah, he's
I mean?
27.
Yeah, so, like, my brother and I, we're... My... Vinny, like, he's the next oldest. We're the closest between one another, but, like, we're not, like, super close because I wasn't there, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't grow up there.
Are you mad that he got a regular name and you didn't?
His name's Vincenzo.
Okay, never mind.
And his name's David.
David Ryan DiPerno.
I didn't know that.
Yes, you did. I've
did
said this.
Not.
This
we
is like the third time
times.
That we've said
Get
this.
Get the fuck
was,
out of here.
Yes.
I do not recall.
That's why I signed my checks as D. Ryan DiPerno, like C. Montgomery Burns. Yeah, but no, I mean, yeah, we went to Las Vegas for his 21st birthday. We went to Las Vegas this year for my second oldest brother's 21st birthday. But they're all good. They're all fucking cool. I mean, my brother Zach plays lacrosse for Baldwin Wallace.
Oh, that's dope. Let's go to a game. I was a lacrosse player.
Yeah,
I know lacrosse.
Let's fucking go.
Fuck lacrosse.
And
I hate that sport.
Why? It's a fun sport.
It's the only goddamn sport where you can throw the ball out of bounds and retain possession.
Soccer.
You don't retain possession.
No. It depends.
It's you kick it.
Hey, there's rules to that. You can't just throw it out of bounds like willy-nilly. If you take a shot and it goes out of bounds, and you are the closest to it, then you get to retain possession.
I know. Still dumb. Don't like it.
But I guarantee you, soccer, that's the same thing as soccer.
No, it's not.
I guarantee you.
No, it's not.
It's got to go out the end line, too. It can't be
inside. Oh, I know the rules. I played it for like a couple months. I didn't like it.
I think that's a fine rule because there is strategy to it.
And I don't like it.
Yeah, and that's the rule. And everybody on the field knows it.
The last time I went to his game, he was in high school and he played St. Ignatius, and Mary Kay Cabot was sitting in the fucking...
What did you do to her?
I didn't. I just wanted to say the whole fucking time.
Also, the rules of soccer.
Yes, they are.
They are not the rules of soccer.
Tweet at us, at Fantasy Boys Pod. The rules of soccer is, like, it's automatic. It's not like the NBA. Like, last one to touch it goes out of bounds. It switches.
Yes, it is.
I swear to God it's not.
No, I think it is. I think I'm... It might be different.
I'm not even going to Google it because I don't know how to type that specific question right now. But somebody,
I'm going to go with Brian. It's not the same as soccer.
All right. I'm going to fucking look this up afterwards.
Yeah, and we'll forget. We won't ever address it again.
No, we will. I'll fucking remember this so I can fucking get at... So I can one-up Brian. Because I said I was going to skull-fuck him.
He's going to skull-fuck me blind.
Fucking fantasy football, and it didn't fucking happen. Hey, everybody, hey, what's going on? Hey.
Well, you're about to change the topic to something more interesting than I brought it back.
Than lacrosse?
Oh, I don't think anything is more interesting than lacrosse.
A whole bunch of stuff more interesting.
It's like field hockey.
Lacrosse is fucking
a very fun sport.
Rich boy football, but you don't actually hit one another that often. You bang each other with sticks.
I mean,
you can hit someone with a stick, that's fun.
Ah!
And you get to have...
You're not leaving, are you?
And you get to have good celebrations because you can always ride the ball if you score a game-winning goal.
That's true.
That's important.
It's only redeeming quality.
How do you feel about golf?
Oh, I fucking hate golf. However, I don't mind riding in a golf cart and smoking a joint and drinking a beer.
You know what you should do? Go play foot golf.
Let's do it.
Foot golf is fun as fuck.
Let's fucking
do
it.
And it's basically that, except every once in a while you kick a soccer ball.
I like to golf, but like honestly, I don't give a fuck about my score at all. I don't really get frustrated with golf. I lose a lot of balls. I like to play barefoot. I just enjoy the metro park.
Okay, see, like I feel like I could golf with you and have fun.
Yeah, that's a cool time.
I was talking with Ray Hycock tonight, and he said he was dating this girl, and her family took golf real serious. And then he'd get real mad, and then he'd like try and lighten the mood and be like, "Hey, you know, whatever. If we're not on the PGA tours," and they'd be like, "No!" Like they get fucking upset, and that's what has turned golf off for me. Is like people that think they're like that buy all the gear and they want to be, they think they're a professional golfer. Yeah. It's like fuck off.
I'm surprised that Ray got yelled at by somebody with his famous Ray Hycock wit that he didn't defuse that fucking situation.
The Kenny family has several curses. One of them is
Kegels,
that we, if we, no, I'm the only one with Kegels. If we start talking shit on something,
you stick with it.
Around a stranger, that stranger will inevitably love that thing we just talked shit about. Like, we were in the car going golfing, and I brought my one buddy from high school, and my dad is like making fun of the people who buy those fucking telescope things that show you how far away the pin is and all that sort of nonsense, and he's laughing and really dogging this shit. And I'm goddamn, if my buddy didn't take his bag out of the car and one falls right on out. It was so
awesome.
My dad felt so horrible. We always feel horrible, but we do it so often, the whole family.
Don't you just hate pants?
Take it easy, Jim Franco.
Oh, man.
I do hate pants, though.
Me too. I would fucking lounge around in my fucking underwear all the time.
One time my dad was really dogging volleyball. He doesn't respect the sport of volleyball.
Volleyball is a good sport.
Trust me, I'm against him on this one, but like he does not have, like he just doesn't give a fuck about volleyball. He doesn't respect it at all. And like that, I saw a conversation with him and this guy, like a 50-year-old man that just kind of shooting the shit, and he goes off about the fucking volleyball. That guy is like a volleyball coach. Really into it. Plays in like competitive leagues.
He's like Megan, what's her name? Misty May Trainor's husband.
Volleyball's fun.
Yeah, I suck but again, volleyball.
I'm not great at it, but I like to play it.
I got a B- in gym class because I couldn't set a volleyball into a basketball hoop.
That was a thing that they made.
Yes, and so I failed the volleyball portion of the gym class.
We had a gym class, and like here's the thing. In high school, I didn't realize everybody else was like trying, and like they go, hey, sign up for classes, and everybody signed up the first day and not the last day. You like there was different gym classes, so like there's like basketball, football.
I got bowling,
and so I would have been fine with bowling, but literally I waited until the last minute. I don't think I actually signed up, and they just put me in one, and the only one that was available was volleyball, tennis, and then it worked out being okay because the only other person that was in there was my friend Matt, who also didn't sign up for shit, and then a bunch of girls. So like it's me and Matt and a bunch of girls. Jumping around playing volleyball. I'm like, huh?
What's wrong with that?
Okay. We didn't have that. Every single gym class did the exact same shit.
Oh, no. We've got an option.
We did not have
there's
that.
Options.
There's options. Medina was
there. There's like two things, and then you had to do like the other, like, you had to do like the track and field shit, like the state requirement right. shit, but mm-hmm. mostly it was like you played like
two
sports, yeah.
One, ours was volleyball.
Bowling was a good one, too, because you got to get off.
Yeah, you got to take a bus, and we got to go to the bowling thing.
Did you guys do swimming at all?
No.
We didn't have a pool. Yeah.
We did swimming in high school, and I...
They do now, though.
...got eczema real bad right as we were about to start doing swimming, and they thought that it was ringworm, so I had to explain to my entire gym class they think I have ringworm.
No.
And it ended up just being dry skin, something I still get to this day. But they're like a bunch of little red patches, and they're like, oh, yeah, it's totally ringworm.
High school's a fucking nightmare.
Yeah. There's a show on A&E called
Undercover High School. Yes.
It's a good show. I'm like halfway through the first episode, but it's like, okay, I'm going to... Like, and the people that they sent back are still too young to really appreciate how weird it is, but it's still like someone that's 22 going and hanging out with someone that's 17 is like, oh, these people are fucking dumb.
Yeah.
Like... It's,
fucking savages.
Yeah, these are the meanest people alive.
Yeah.
And yeah. So it's an interesting show.
Nobody could bully me physically. I was the biggest, strongest kid in high school.
Right.
But like, I'll be goddamn if those kids didn't make some of those cutting fucking comments.
Meanest, yeah.
Right to your soul, everything you're insecure about. Yeah. I went to like a, it's kind of a rich area.
Yeah.
And those kids were spoiled fucking shits. And the kind of shit that they'd say was just cutting.
John Mulaney does the best bit about how when he was coming up as a comic in New York, he's like middle. He like I'd have to walk past the middle school, and they say these things that just cut right to your soul. Like, look at him; he got wide hips. He's like, the one thing I'm insecure about. look at his lady hips.
Yeah. High-hipped man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I just ducked out of any sort of social stuff and just hung out with people that I thought were fun and funny. And so it was, like, kids that were into, like, pop punk music and South Park.
Madonna was brutal, too. Same thing kind of with Rocky River.
Yeah.
Like, there was a bunch of fucking...
Oh, there's definitely a bunch of douchebags, but I just didn't get involved with it. Like, I just minded my business and kept my head down and tried to... Just get through it.
I honestly, like, I'm not saying this because I, like, oh no, I don't remember. But I really don't remember. Like, I pushed most of those memories out of my head because...
I wouldn't say they really fucked me up because I got along really well with
those
kids.
Yeah, no, I don't.
But it was like every kid did not give a fuck about anything they would just say.
Right
in front of everybody, didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
I mean, some kids got punched. I was the biggest, strongest kid in the school.
I mean, mm-hmm. That's fair.
I remember the year I like finally was like grown, like I was like 5'2" when I was a sophomore.
Yeah.
And then when I came back, I worked for my dad all summer, and I hit my growth spurt. I was like 5'11" when I came back as a junior, and I was working for my dad all summer, and like I got like a little bit stronger, doing like masonry work and like being a laborer and shit. This is my senior year. It was my senior year, so I was like as tall as I am now. I'm like 6 foot tall, and I worked for my dad that summer too, so I'm like strong. And a dude threw a like piece of candy that he had in his mouth at me, and it like hit me, and it was wet, and it was really fucking gross. And I just went over and just jacked him in the face, and like
so after satisfying.
That, yeah, like And it was, and I turns out I got the wrong kid. It was a friend. But they're both pieces of shit. And it ended up being okay. And the kid that I did punch died of a heroin overdose the like year after he graduated.
Bill is the winner in this situation.
Yeah, so I win.
Did he get addicted to pain pills because of the pain you inflicted on his face?
No, I'm not that good at punching.
He had a hairline orbital fracture.
I never actually punched kids in the face. Like I was never doing any of that, but I did throw a kid into like a row of lockers so hard the whole thing like bent. Beat in. Like it bent in.
That's kind of badass.
I walked into high school at 5'10", 220, and I left at 6'1", 315.
Jeez.
Yeah. Fullback, buddy. You're fucking Mike Tolbert.
I'm fucking offensive lineman.
Not in the NFL.
My big ass cankles.
Yeah.
My 40
your wide stance.
I think I've talked about this in the podcast where like I was supposed to get a fullback touch in the final game of my senior year. They had it in the playbook all year. We practiced it every single week. My coach is worried about my knee. So he waited until the last game. We were playing our rivals, and we were up 55-7. And the end of the game, like they had already like brought me off the field. They brought me back on the field, lined me up at fullback on the 1 yard line. Kid actually busted off a run and took a knee on the one, so I could do this. And they put me out there at fullback, and the kid on the left side lined up offside. So
really? Passed the ball that's
in the neutral zone.
What?
I was gonna say you fumbled the ball. That would have been.
No, like they snapped the ball. I had a full head of steam. I was ready to take the ball, and the whistles were going nuts. They backed it up, and then they took me out of the game.
That sucks.
Yeah.
What were you a tackle or a guard?
I was a tackle in high school.
And a guard in college?
I never even saw the field in college. I got hurt during my redshirt year. But, I kept trying for another year and a half, and, like, in practice, I was a center.
That's cool.
Fuck being a center. I hated that.
I never got to play. So, I played up until like 8th grade and I was little and I was in I was a safety, but it was back when they didn't, it's Pee Wee football.
Right.
So I didn't throw the ball, so I got like 6 tackles every season.
I played same thing. I played in 8th grade and then I played baseball until
I had no stats because all I did was play offensive line.
Yeah.
The game started. That's what these stats count.
It's alright though.
You still need those guys. Need the Joe Thomases of the world. Right, guys? Those lunch pail guys.
I was pretty dirty, and I talked a lot of shit.
Richard
Incognito? Were you using racial slurs?
Yeah, you're Richie Incognito.
I played in fucking Rocky River. Everybody we played against, there was no fucking diversity. It was just a bunch of white kids.
You can still use racial
people
slurs.
Fucking fumbling.
Yeah.
Polak motherfucker.
It was just like screen passing people to death. Mm-hmm. Yeah, these people can't fucking run.
I used to wear the Chris Hogan face paint with big triangles on my face.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I used to do that. Was I wore a skull cap just to keep the sweat out of my eyes. I was Chris intimidating Hogan. Looking.
He retired, right?
I tried the visor. I wanted the visor so bad, but my sweat kept dripping down on it. And it was hard to see. They had to yank it off my fucking helmet at halftime the one game.
Oh,
all right, I think we wrapped it. We should wrap it up.
We're about an hour in. Yeah. We should mention one sports thing. Who do you guys have for your Super Bowl picks going forward?
I don't want to fucking say
New
so.
New Orleans. Ain'ts.
Minnesota. I'm going Minnesota.
No.
I was going to go, I've said, I want Saints, Jacksonville. I think it'll probably be Saints, New England.
Yeah, probably. But. I got that fucking cash, motherfucker. I'm going to get $200 when the Saints win the Super Bowl.
I could really see the Steelers winning the whole fucking thing.
I could see that,
too. Because we went 0-16, and the world hates us.
Yeah.
When it comes to football.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck the Browns. I hate the Browns. Fold the team.
Anyway, go Browns.
All right. Well, that's it. We're going to be with you next week. We'll fucking, it won't be as loud.
Poop and pee.
Follow us, Fantasy Boys.
And now to play us out. The line.